Welcome to All About Redecorating. My name is Jan Girard, and I'm an interior decorator. My company is also called All About Redecorating Interiors. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., I'll be covering all aspects on decorating your home and sharing ideas on how to enjoy your home even more. You can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com, and my website lists all the services I provide. If you have any questions or there are topics you'd like to hear on the show, I'd love to hear from you. How many times do you hear or say to yourself, there are never enough hours in a day? I know I say it a lot, and friends and clients of mine say it quite a lot as well. But I guess it's just universal today because everyone is going crazy, they're on the go, and their engines never seem to stop. You know the scenario, two parents working, collectively maybe 80 hours a week. Yikes. Then they come home to their second job, their second world, being parents. They have to deal with the kids' homework, their activities, no matter what the season, doctor's appointments, keeping up chores, cleaning, and that honey-do list. It keeps growing longer and longer every day. But that's the average day for many, and at the end of the day, now it's time for dinner. Yes, time for dinner. They come home, kids are pulling out their jackets, saying, I'm hungry. They go, okay, let's open up the refrigerator, and there lies no food. They forgot to shop. Nothing is defrosted. You're exhausted, and now what? Now, based upon a family of four, what if I could tell you there is someone out there who could do all your grocery shopping, prepare your meals, then clean up, for the time it takes and close to what it costs you to purchase all your groceries? First, you'd say, right, Jan, what are you, crazy? That's impossible, but it is possible. There is someone that provides such a service, and her name is Joellen Hockenbrow. She is the owner of Ladle to Crave Personal Chef Services, and she's my special guest this week. Welcome, Joellen, and thanks for being on the show this week.
Thanks, Jan. Nice to be here.
Well, you know, when I was getting ready for the show, I realized that I can think of so many people, young and old, who could benefit from your services because they're always complaining about being so busy, too busy, and again, never enough hours in the day. And sometimes they say, God, if only I were cloned. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you hear that all the time.
I hear it all the time. The what's for dinner is a universal dilemma.
I can just see the word pictures, the tugging of the jackets and so forth, and I'm sure with every family that you've worked with, you see every situation possible. Mm-hmm. But I think at the beginning here, and we've got lots to cover, not to have anybody have a misconception, what is a personal chef?
A personal chef is different from a private chef. A private chef would work for perhaps one particular family or one individual, and that would be their full-time chef. A personal chef is different in that a personal chef can work for multiple families at one time. So I can have, you know, I can work with two to three families, a couple individuals, you know, during the course of a week. So a personal chef is different that way. And a personal chef, so that I'm not hired by one family, I do have that opportunity to work for several different families.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, where is your business based and what area do you cover?
Well, I'm here in Newport, but I cover all of Aquidneck Island and I go beyond.
You do go off island.
I do go off island, yes. Yes, the East Greenwich area, Warwick, North Kingstown, Wickford, and even up into Massachusetts, I'll go in that area as well.
That's good to mm-hmm. know because as people get to know more and more about you, they're going to say, oh, got to have her.
Come to my area, right.
Obviously, when someone says a personal chef, I thought it might be a good opportunity to tell them about your background, how mm-hmm. you got to where you are today.
Well, I've always loved to cook, and I worked for 16 years as a director of an assisted living community, which can be a very high-stress job. And so I would relieve the stress by coming home on the weekends and cooking for my family and cooking for my friends. So I've always enjoyed entertaining, and I've always enjoyed cooking, so it was a passion. So when I was looking for kind of that second career, it was just clear that it was going to be related to food. And so I took the personal attention that I like to give as a director in an assisted living community and that high level of customer service that I like to provide and combined that with that personal chef service. So it's good. I like having working for families and working for individuals and kind of being that nice support person to that family.
Sounds like you have a lot of passion for what you do.
I do.
I can hear it in your voice. But all right, so let's build a scenario here. Let's get into the process of how your service works. To start off here, let's say someone calls you. Mm-hmm. What's the first step?
The first step is we talk about what it is that they're looking for and why it is that they would like to have a personal chef. Perhaps they have a family, they have no time to cook, they don't want to cook, or they don't know how to cook, and they want someone else to take over this responsibility. It may be that they need to change up their eating habits. So we kind of start out by why are you looking for a personal chef? And then I would arrange a time to sit down and meet with them. I would go and meet with, you know, the family, or meet with the individual. And at that point, we go through a very extensive interview process where we talk about all of their food likes and dislikes, any allergies they have, any special diet requirements that they have, and what, this may sound odd, is what their eating goals are. If mm-hmm. they're looking to reduce the takeout, if they're looking to spend more time with their family and less time on the road or less time cooking and just want to bring their family back to the dining room table. So we talk about those eating goals.
I would think, too, with people maybe not, maybe people that want to have good dietary set up and but just aren't aware of a lot of things out there, because I can think of one thing. Sometimes I'll have my husband go off and go shopping, mm-hmm. and here's the list. He comes back with more than I've said was necessary, and
right.
I think this happens a lot. Or the kids grab stuff from each aisle, which mm-hmm. is, mommy, can I have it? And I think it just kind of, if people are busy, this just kind of hones in on it's all structured, set up, and ready
right.
to go.
Correct. I do the grocery shopping. So after we've done the initial interview, I go back and start the process of menu planning. And as part of my service, I include menu planning and then the grocery shopping. So it takes the person from the grocery store. Of course, you still have to go to the grocery store to buy the things that you need on a regular basis. But you're letting someone else do that for you. And if you, a lot of people are confused by food labels, and they're confused by, should I buy this item? Should I not buy this? Should I buy organic? Should I buy non-organic? And so to have someone else do the label reading and to pick the fresh produce and to know what's fresh and to know what's good. So that's part of what I do, as you know, in the grocery shopping phase of the personal chef.
I think, too, I would assume, you know, all the great places to go to, you know, if one place has or specializes in great meat or fish mm-hmm. or, and even if, be it on the island or not, has that happened a lot for you?
That happens a lot. Because I'm there every day, because the grocery store tends to be my home.
You check
away
in,
from
right?
Home.
You
exactly.
punch in.
They know me, so they see me coming. So I can develop a relationship with the people who work within the stores and work at the seafood markets. And so when I want something special, or if I don't like how something looks, they're more than willing, and they would do that for anyone, I'm sure, but you know, they're more than willing to go behind the scenes and bring me back the fresh looking bunch of cilantro if what they have doesn't look good. So I know where to shop and what to shop for.
And that alone saves an awful lot
yes.
of time.
Yes, running from store to store takes
yeah.
up a great deal of time.
Yeah. All right, now you've gone shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten everything, the menu's all set, and you've gone shopping. Now you're back at their home.
Right. All of the grocery shopping I do is done that day, so everything is fresh. So on the day that we decide that I'm going to cook for that person, I hit up the grocery store, the seafood market, wherever we need to go, and show up at the house. I bring everything with me. I like to use my own equipment. Plus, it saves on the wear and tear on the client's equipment as well. So I bring all of my own utensils, my spices, my oils, everything needed to prepare their meals for that day. And I'll prepare anywhere from a week's worth of meals to 2 weeks. And in some cases, with single people, I may prepare enough dinners to last them perhaps a month, you know, 4 weeks to, you know, plus. And so I bring everything with me. I begin by, you know, I do all the cooking. After the cooking's done, everything is placed into containers. It's labeled with heating instructions.
You're too organized.
and it's placed in the refrigerator and freezer. And I clean up the kitchen, sweep the floor, clean up the kitchen, and I leave the client with a list of everything that I've placed in the fridge and freezer with complete heating instructions on that list as well, so we're doubling and be on my way. And the client is left with a refrigerator full of food, and the house smells like someone's been there cooking all day.
You should call yourself the Phantom Chef or something. The Phantom Mom or something.
Phantom Mom.
Not a bad idea.
Since women do all the cooking, right?
You know, in the beginning when I was talking about giving the scenario about the family of four and the time it takes and the cost of groceries and you setting everything up, the cost of this, people are saying, oh, this must be so expensive. I can't afford this. And I want people to understand that it is very, very affordable and very approachable. Maybe you can just quickly
It is very affordable. When you think, first off, when you think about the time that we spend in meal preparation in the grocery store, you know, we spend anywhere from 2 to 2.5 hours a week in the grocery store, sometimes more, depending upon how many people in your family. The average person usually spends around 51 minutes, I think it is. It's 51 minutes preparing dinner. And then the cost of groceries, families are spending anywhere between $600 to $775 per month on groceries. That's not the eating out costs. So when you combine and you look at the time that it takes and the time you spend in the grocery store and the time you spend on groceries, and then you could even throw in there the amount of food that you sometimes waste, because how many times do we, with really great intentions, want to prepare meals for that week, and we put it into the refrigerator and life happens and it gets busy, and the next thing you know, we have meat that needs to be tossed out and greens in our crisper that are no longer green or crispy and they have to be thrown out. So the cost is very affordable, and for a family of four, it can range anywhere from $350 to $390 to have someone come in like myself and prepare your meals, buy your groceries, the containers for all of the food. And
well, the whole
it
setup.
Can be done for you.
Yeah, the whole setup, it sounds, where everything is streamlined, where you have the setup. You've, of course, taking now the person, and you're going to laugh, but see, if this person, if you're doing all this for this person, mm-hmm. then she'll have more time to decorate.
Exactly. They can spend more time with you decorating,
picking out their paint colors.
Yeah,
they don't need to multitask here. So
and enjoying their dining room that they just had redecorated.
Yes, and enjoy the great food that you've cooked.
That's right.
But the more when you think about this, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because so many times people are just running so frantically and there's so much waste.
Right.
And they could be doing other things. Now, I'm not just jokingly talking about decorating, but other things that are important to them.
Exactly.
And having some personal time and so forth. But at this point, we're going to take a break because I do want to get back and ask you a lot of great questions here. But we're going to take a quick break, and if you've just tuned in, this is All About Redecorating. My name is Jan Girard, and you can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. My guest this week is Joellen Hockenbrow from Ladle to Crave, providing personal cooking service for busy people. You can reach her at 401-714-6269, and her website is ladletocrave.com. When we come back, more questions and answers from Joellen. Welcome back, and if you've just tuned in again, this is All About Redecorating, and my name is Jan Girard. You can reach me at 401-849-1668. And my website is allaboutredecorating.com. My guest this week is Joellen Hockenbrow from Ladle to Crave. And before we went to break, we were talking about the scenario of helping someone organize their life and helping them with their dietary needs and putting meals together and just making one's life so much less stressful. That's really when we get down to it. But I thought it would be a great time to talk about the different occasions for your services that could appeal to them as mm-hmm. far as ideas, because sometimes people think of just doing the same old, but maybe this is something that you could share with the audience is what would be a lot of fun for people to do.
Well, there's so many great special occasion things that you can do and have someone else prepare the meal for you. Special occasion dinners such as like romantic dinners for two for a special anniversary or a special birthday. Family dinner nights. I often have clients who have small children that it can be a challenge to get out to a restaurant with the in-laws and the baby, and you want to go out to dinner, but at the same time, it can be a real hassle to go out to a restaurant, do the waiting game with small children. So to have someone come in and prepare, you can enjoy, it can be more relaxing, and people actually get to sit and talk with each other rather than perhaps shouting over a table, you know, at a restaurant. So that works out pretty well. And dinner parties, I do small dinner parties up to around 20 people, and it's a nice way to customize a party for friends or family. And over the holidays as well, you know, you can get kind of bogged down with the whole turkey and, you know, the holiday dinners. And so what I also provide for clients is what I call holiday help, which is where I can go in and prepare side dishes prior to the Thanksgiving dinner or prior to Christmas dinner or any holiday, really. And you only have to worry about the turkey. and that's it. And so all the side dishes are prepared. And I also offer a very special service. It's called a dinner massage. Which is,
oh, I got to hear about this.
Jan, it's so fabulous.
Everybody in the studio here is saying, what's this?
I was like, what is that? That sounds great. I have a couple massage therapy team that I work with out of the Warwick area. And what we do is it's a dinner and massage, just what it is. We go to the home. And it's a couple's 60-minute massage. And while you're getting your massage and relaxing, I'm down in the kitchen preparing dinner. And so after your massage, you come down, you sit at the table, have a bottle of wine. You start with your salad and have your entree. And after I put the entree on the table, I put dessert into the refrigerator, clean up the kitchen, put the dishes in the dishwasher, whatever needs to be done, and then slip out the door. And the couple's left, you know, to finish their entree in their own, the privacy of their own home, the privacy of having their bathrobes on while they eat their entree. Then, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever, that they can come down to the refrigerator and enjoy their dessert. So it's a really nice, it's a very nice evening for
people.
That
would be great for, let's say, someone's anniversary.
Anniversaries are big. Or husbands, great, when they forget the Christmas gift or the birthday gift for their wife, it's a great makeup.
Definitely. Well, I'm thinking, too, there are a lot of people that may, for whatever reasons, be it the economy or not, for their anniversary, don't want to travel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they want to do something, again, outside the box, something different, mm-hmm, versus just taking my special someone out to dinner.
Right, to the same restaurant that we go to every anniversary.
Yeah, been there, done that type thing.
Exactly.
And this could really be something that, if it's a surprise, mm-hmm, for the other,
yes,
would be, I would think, would make up any problems.
Exactly. I've had husbands, you know, arrange babysitters, and I mean, just really take the whole thing, you know, away from their wife. And so it's just a very, very nice evening. Yeah.
This, I just thought of this too, as far as the gift certificates, you know, if, yes, it's, you know, dealing with the anniversary, but, mm-hmm, talk about what you've been doing with the gift certificates.
Gift certificates are available. I do gift certificates for a lot of occasions. What I tend to do a lot of gift certificates for, and this is a really great idea for expecting parents, for new parents. You know, mom comes to town and helps out, you know, for, you know, a week or two. But at some point in time, everyone gets back to their lives after the baby's born. But the parents are still, you know, still very new to this. And if a parent has gone back to work, you know, maybe the husband's already, you know, back to work after taking a little break, mealtime can be a little stressful. And so gift certificates for new parents are a wonderful thing. It's a great way to support new parents after family has left and the new couple, the new parents are trying to fend for themselves and to make this, you know, there's new hectic schedules work out. So that's a great gift certificate. I also get gift certificates for people who perhaps are maybe going to be in the hospital and maybe they are having surgery and family wants to do something to help out. And to have, I can go into the home while they're in the hospital, prepare all of the meals so that when they come home, everything is ready and it's less stressful and they know that the family or that person is going to be eating, you know, for a couple of weeks.
And both situations, even with new moms and whatnot, I mean, as they're segueing into the reality, into the real world here, and again, all the support has left.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I would think that would be an absolutely fabulous gift certificate.
It is.
Or,
I've had people, take up, you know, how offices will get together and buy, you know, something for the new parents. And I've often been the person that they buy that gift certificate for. It's a great way, you know, to put some money together and get a great gift certificate for people.
I'm just thinking, too, my mind is spinning here. I'm thinking, let's say a couple go off on their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come back, maybe their first week of food is already set up.
Is already set up for
them.
Wouldn't
that be a great idea?
It's a great idea, yeah.
You have to put that down.
No, we're going to have to do that.
We're in the vacation capital of the world.
Yes.
One of the vacation capitals. Wouldn't it be nice if we were the one? But and I'm thinking about people coming here on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, get off the plane or they've driven, they get in, they think, oh my God, now we got to go out and buy food.
Yes.
Which,
yes,
is probably the last thing they want to do.
Right.
Have you been doing anything with people that are either renting or coming here for a vacation?
Sure I do. Summertime, as you can imagine, I mean, it's very busy here in Newport. And vacation chef services are big. And it ranges. It's a very customized program, what I can do for people. Some people would like to just have their refrigerator stocked whenever they arrive at their rental property for, a week or for a month. They just want to walk in and have their refrigerator stocked. And so I would start off by just buying the staples for in the refrigerator, and then I've done things from preparing meals for the week, putting together a nice big salad and dinner for that night, along with provisioning the refrigerator. So it ranges all over. Vacationing people coming in too often want to, they may come with and have other family members visit while they're here, and people are coming in and out, and to have someone else do the cooking for the family reunion is just, it allows the families more time to spend together. And so I will go in and perhaps prepare a nice big barbecue the night that everyone is there. Or what else is really big with my vacation people is breakfasts. You don't think about it, but it's a kind of a nice way to send people off to the beach for the day. I'll go in the morning, do individual omelets or do crepes, and people are gathered early in the morning before they head out to the mansions or they head off to the beach or off to play golf. And so breakfasts and dinners are big for vacationers.
And when you think about with the mother, usually who's the cook.
Yes.
She's trying to be on vacation, get away
right.
from all the same routine and really not feel like she needs a vacation when she gets back.
Exactly.
So this, I would think, would be... be it if it's just something as a gift or if it's something that just providing them for coming in and having them really take a true vacation.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Enjoy the area. And I think, too, what if it's a couple that want to have a romantic evening? I mean, I can go on and think about all these different scenarios, which I'm sure everything is customized.
Yes, it's very customized, yeah.
Because of
whatever
the individual.
Anyone, whatever they happen, to need. And you're right, Jan. You want to enjoy your vacation, and you don't want to have to be the person still continuing to clean and cook. And it's not something that I may do every night for the vacationing family, but, to give a break, for at least, one or two nights a week and a morning, or go in and prepare a nice lunch for, all of the house guests, it certainly provides a good break.
That's excellent. Yeah. Because I think I hear more and more people say, my God, I came back and I just feel I'm more exhausted than
exactly.
And that's
when
not
I went. I need another vacation.
I was thinking also before you came on the show, you're going to probably laugh at this, but... we've always been focusing on busy schedules with families, but there are singles and couples out there that don't cook, and I
yes.
like to use the phrase, they make good reservations.
Oh, they do make great reservations.
Great reservations. But I think sometimes they're thinking, I'm getting kind of tired of eating out. They don't want to eat out. They want to eat in now. Are you finding more people seeking this type of option?
Yes. I have. I actually have several clients that are bachelors, and they just don't want to cook, or maybe they're tired of doing the grilled chicken on the George Foreman and a bag of salad, and that's typically what they eat, 5 days a week, then go out with the guys on the weekends. And so I do a lot of cooking for individuals, and for a single person, I really only need to go in once every, 3 to 4 weeks and prepare meals and package everything, put it into the freezer, and it makes it really easy for them to come home and have something that's nutritious that they know what's in it. The bachelors I happen to cook for are all very, very health conscious. They work out, they weightlift, and that is extremely important to them. And it's important to them to know what's in their food and that it's nice, clean, lean food. And so single people are good clients.
What if a guy is single, not dating anybody, and he wants to have a dinner party mm-hmm. and just, again, likes to make good reservations? I would think this would be a great setup or maybe he's entertaining clients mm-hmm. or anybody entertaining clients, and maybe there's a couple that they're just not comfortable in the kitchen.
Exactly.
Have you been doing anything like that?
I do. Dinner parties, we talked a little bit about some of the gift certificates and the special occasion meals, but dinner parties are definitely big, and I do a lot of dinner parties, and it can range anywhere from where I do everything from the menu plan, come in, prepare the meal, serve the meal, clean up the kitchen, and walk out the door, to perhaps somebody who feels very comfortable entertaining. They just don't like to do the cooking piece of the entertaining. There are a lot of people that really enjoy setting the table, doing the flowers, and all of that. And I can go in and prepare the meal and leave them with all the instructions to serve it. So I may go in the afternoon or go in the morning, whatever works for their entertaining schedule that day, prepare everything and leave them with all of the instructions. And all they need to do then is just heat it up and serve it. And that's the phantom chef.
Well, I'm thinking they're going to take dinner party the chef. Credit. They could take it, the credit for
that's fine with
look
me.
At the meal I put together, and especially if he's trying to maybe impress
exactly.
a date.
Exactly. He could impress
and,
his date.
Or the client saying, my God, I didn't know you could cook. And it really goes on how much he wants
exactly.
to say that he is a connoisseur of whatever.
And you know what, that it's a really great affordable, you know, dinner party.
Oh yeah.
And it certainly very much compares to going out to, you know, a restaurant. There's it's
Definitely.
Not much more than that. So and you get the that chance to be in your newly decorated dining room with your house guests.
I love your segue. And can you believe it, we're running out of time already?
Wow.
Yeah.
That
this,
flew
I
by.
Mean, this, I feel like we've just been sitting in a car and just chatting away here. But I want to thank you so much for being on my show.
Oh,
and,
thanks for having me, Jan.
You just, I feel, have given me so much information and even our audience. And again, my guest this week has been Joellen Hockenbrow from Ladle to Crave, providing personal cooking service for busy people. You can reach her at 601-714-6269. I have to make sure that number is correct. And her website is ladletocrave.com. And again, my name is Jan Girard. The show you've been listening to is all about redecorating. And you can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. Thanks for listening and have a great week and happy redecorating.